Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
If you're joining us for this episode, we're talking about NPCs. Make sure you go and have a listen to the first one first. It's a little bit of arguments, a little bit of... What's the word?
It's not an argument when I'm right.
Oh, that's true, of course.
It's more
but
of a dictatorship.
It's probably gives a good foundation for our confusion and our... we didn't know really a framework to discuss this. So the first one will be a good understanding of where we've come from in order to have this conversation.
It's been, you know, you hear a soundtrack and just think, oh my God, I just cannot get it out of my head. Do you know what it's from?
No.
Yeah, I think. It's from Indiana Jones.
Oh. I don't think I've watched the movies, but years and years, that I would not have remembered.
So
that.
Good movie.
I remember the main, like, sort of
such a
song.
Such a good movie.
A theme, a
such
music.
Such a childhood movie.
Yeah.
Awesome.
From just many years ago.
No, just not that long ago.
Oh, you think?
No. They've done other ones recently where he's, like, almost fucking in the grave. But, yeah, fantastic movie. And, yeah, I've started watching Stranger Things again.
Have you?
With Ange.
Really? Did she watch
was like,
it originally?
Oh my God, is it too scary? Is it too much horror? And I'm like, no, it's kind of like E.T. in, you know.
Well, I think that's why I can handle that, because it's very 80s style, isn't it? Ghostbusters and it's a mix of Ghostbusters.
Well, it's just
E.T.
you can so relate to your childhood with it.
Yeah.
And
does she like it? Because she doesn't really like that sort of stuff.
Well, she is. She likes it, but she lies on the couch
and watches it.
No, well, I was on the couch, watches it. I have to tickle her feet, and then within 10 minutes she's asleep, so I have to stop it. And then, anyway.
But so it's a very slow process.
I think the next one's coming out in November, December.
Yeah, no, one is coming out at, like either Christmas Day and then New Year's Day.
Oh, is it?
It's a really weird timing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Such a good creation.
You like that. The kids like that too, I think.
Okay, we're going to double down on NPCs.
Oh, man. So that after that last conversation, which is good, like it's a good conversation, but I felt that both of us were kind of onto something, but we were disagreeing and didn't have the words to be able to communicate what we meant.
I think we're a pair of DCs.
And I think one of the things that I was sort of challenged by with what you were saying is that you were saying that, no, these people, there's no hope for these people, blah, 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 blah.
I don't think I said there's no hope.
Well, I know you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I don't really know exactly the words you use, but basically you were saying they were going to stay there forever. There was no chance of change.
Well, it's kind of like, it's a bit like that's their role in the world.
Right, okay. Yeah, which is, that's kind of fair, right?
Yeah.
But I just felt like, to me, there's always a potential, and I just didn't feel like I was we were on the same page fully. But then I came away, I looked at a few things, and I was listening to something, and it really helped me. And I feel like in this little video, it helped me see, I think, what you were trying to say and what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And I think, conveniently, I think we're both kind of right, but also potentially – just I think the way we explained it was probably not as good, right? So the way that this was described was that the NPC type of character is the type of character that is subconsciously gets all of their information from the world, the external world.
From the herd. Right?
From the herd. So the NPC – and thinking about it like this, it kind of made sense – the NPC player is thinking about or is taking their information. So you ask them their opinion.
Yeah.
And they will tell you what the opinion of their external world is telling their herd is telling them.
So they're getting their information gathering from society. And not realizing that society has a narrative that has been pushed.
It's irrelevant what society's narrative is or any of that sort of stuff. If they're in that space, they're getting that from.
Well, there's two things you're talking about there. First off, they're getting that space. I don't think it's irrelevant. I think for them it's relevant. And I think for them what it does is it allows them to have a sense of security. So they get their information from news, media, actors, world leaders, based, and because it's so dramatized, it feels as if it's significant enough to allow them to feel that their answer is significant. But the problem is that it robs them of their own capacity to think.
What I mean by it's not irrelevant is that whether the information is true or not is what I'm saying.
Right.
Is more so than whether it's relevant. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's the herd. It's not them.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
It's a consensus. It's a herd mentality.
Yeah,
right.
And because it's so loud, they feel as if it's right.
Yeah,
and they don't,
regardless of whether there's, because in a herd mentality, there's always going to be levels of truth, right?
Yeah,
there's going to be moments or things that are potentially make sense, or whatever. But the issue is less about what they're thinking and more about the fact that the thinking is not their own.
Yeah.
It's the fact that it's the collective has informed who this person feels that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is that subconsciously there's a huge attachment to that. So if I ask you and you know, once we stopped recording, you spoke about it, because I was like, who are some of the people that you perceive are like that? And we had a conversation about that, and I was like, oh, I'm not really sure. But then in this context, I see how you were correct in what you were saying, because there's people that in our experience, you know, we've known each other 23 years now almost. Mm. So in our experience, we've had people that we've known along the time that very much, if you ask them something, they would give you what the standard mainstream herd answer would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then even those people, even some of those people, have had a new experience or have spent some time with us and gotten a different perspective. And in that different perspective, they've been like, oh, but then the minute that the herd or the community, whatever it is, the news or something, put something out, they still go back into that same mentality. They haven't actually had a new experience.
Yeah.
So I think what we were saying originally, what you were saying originally, is that there's no way for them to have a new sense of reality.
Mm-hmm.
But if we think about it like this, what we're saying is that changing from the herd mentality and from that perspective over to an individualized state is so, so difficult, because it's actually traumatic for those people, because what they're doing is they're leaving all of their identity behind. They're leaving this thing that it is not something that can be easily done.
Well,
trying to force somebody into that.
You can't.
You can't.
So I think that when a person is outwardly influenced, the cost of that is inner direction and is self-empowerment and understanding that you are it.
Yep.
You are the source of it. But to do that and to start to look at that scenario means you have to let go of a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to do it alone. It's a very, very lonely experience, because, and it's difficult, because then you have outer loyalties to things that you over time believed in, but some of that can be shattered, because over time you start to have experiences that start to show you that what you were believing in was not actually true.
Mm-hmm.
And attached to those belief systems are experiences, situations, people, tribes, narratives, educational scenarios. Like, there's so much attached to that, and you have to have the courage to let go and understand that, like I say all the time, eagles fly alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being an eagle and being in an empowered state to hover above everything and look at the world from that space internally is terrifying for some people, because you identify. So there's so much goes on for people that it means you have to let go of what you originally thought was the power to be able to embrace your power.
So what do you think happens to create a scenario where we unconsciously gain security from listening to the outside world? Is that something that happens at an early stage? You know how we talk about how we we develop our ego personality,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a coping mechanism to, like, if mum and dad, you know, if they're in a scenario where they have to be a certain way, otherwise it is unsafe for them, that yeah. they choose to, that it naturally, it becomes a part of their identity?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a wiring thing.
Mm.
You know, I think the brain is wired that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, people are hardwired into connecting all the dots in the outer world, and they hang on to that.
Mm-hmm.
But something significant generally has to happen for the person to realize, you know, that it's time to look in. But it doesn't happen for everybody.
No, so I think the people that you labelled as NPCs are the people that you see that it would cause too much trauma, like in our, because yeah. we don't use they, like they that would, word, but it would cause like, them too much it's a, they would distress.
Glitch. Yeah, they would yep. glitch out.
Because there's so much unconscious security being gained from staying with the herd.
Yeah, and the problem is that they have no identity.
Yeah, so their identity is attached to that. So in order...
You would have to break every experience. You would have to show them that every... You would have to go through every experience that has been significant in some way within their lives to be able to go, okay, so you're only seeing that as halfway.
Yeah.
You're only seeing that as halfway. You're only seeing... And go through and show them before... Yeah, yeah. So, but there's just... Their whole identity is so outwardly connected. And you see it. Like you watch the rise of it, and now we're watching the fall of it in what's happening with media, for example. You know, like you have CNN,
some people
MSNBC,
will be,
who yeah. are just shattered. Like mm-hmm. they were the source. You know, yeah. people, you know... One of the oldest media sources is the New York Times, you know, which is just now, it's propaganda is yeah. all it is. It is propaganda that is literally designed to be able to maintain a narrative that just literally lies to the people.
So people,
if you say that to some people, they would think there's something mentally wrong with you.
Something's wrong with you because the subconscious level of trust that they have in the external sources
yeah.
far exceeds any level of trust that they have in yeah. themselves. So the disconnect and the ability to move from being to listening to the herd to yeah. listening to themselves
yeah.
means that they have to disconnect and they have to take away and stop trusting that and yeah. start trusting themselves. And for some people, that's too big a leap.
Yeah, and then they have to be able to trust that there's a reward.
That there's a benefit for even doing that. Right. Yeah, that's a good
that
point.
That it's also going to elongate their life. It's yeah. going to give them, they're going to have new associations in that.
Yeah, yeah, you that's know, a good it's, point.
It
yeah.
is literally like stepping into a dark room
yeah.
and feeling around for a light switch. You don't know what you don't know.
So I was thinking, as you're talking there, I was thinking about
There's a great scene in The Matrix. Have I ever mentioned The Matrix to you? Have you
oh seen my that God. Movie?
There's a great scene in The Matrix where Neo is with Morpheus and he says to him, I can only show you the door. You have to go through it. And that really is, you know, but an NPC wouldn't even get to the door.
Probably wouldn't even get to that conversation.
They wouldn't even get to yeah. that conversation.
So I was asked, I said before, what must happen for that level of security? I think, I don't know what it is, but I know for you and I definitely know for me that even that, because there's times, because people always said the media, and I'm like I didn't really, like I didn't fully understand, and there's moments that kind of wake you up, like, do you know what I mean? We're talking about the NPCs being people that technically, mostly, unless a massive experience happens, are probably not going to be woken up.
Mm-hmm.
They won't see another point of view. Let me get to my point. So when I was younger, as much as I had some of that where I didn't understand some of the extent of it, right from when an early, early age, I remember being 5 or 6 questioning what I was being told as the truth, because I was like, this cannot – just because I loved the people that were telling me, and just because I just did not – I could not see that would be the full truth. And you were the same, right?
None of it made any sense.
It just didn't all fit together.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, and from the beginning of, who is this God you guys are praying to? That if I do enough things wrong, it's gone. Have you ever been burnt by a fucking match? Okay, so I'm going to be burnt in an internal fire for the rest of my life if I swear. And whoever this God is, my father's fucking terrified of him.
Yeah.
My father is terrified of what, and is trying to do his best to do the right thing. But in a country where the same source that he's believing in is taking money off him so he can't feed his kids and he has to work 12 and a half days a week. And that source is one of the richest, wealthiest, land-owning, treasure-hoarding organizations on the planet. How does this make any sense?
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, now, yeah. I was fucking four when I started to work that shit out.
Yeah.
You know, so I just didn't. How can the man that I look up to and love so much and the woman I look up to and love so much as my king and queen be so terrified? These guys are my heroes. Why are they terrified of this thing? So I'm so glad I grew up in that scenario because it made me question the whole thing.
And I think mine materialized a bit different, but it was still a questioning, right? Mm. And even though there was lots of other stuff that I didn't wake up to fully till later, you don't. I think that the essence of wanting to think for myself was there right from the start. Like, and how it materialized later was different, you know?
You know, that step, I think something important to say, is that step when you start to realize it, even though you're terrified, right?
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't talk to anybody about it.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
I couldn't speak to anybody about it because I didn't want to get disowned. I didn't want to be rejected. All those things that I didn't want were happening anyway. Mm-hmm. I was already starting to feel disowned. I was already starting to feel like I didn't connect. I wasn't understood. But the minute I started to open up to listening to myself and starting to be inquisitive about thinking about how I was thinking, and the minute I did that, the journey that unfolded was extraordinary. Mm. And it still unfolds today. It was really fucking beautiful. Yeah. It was really fucking extraordinary.
And continues to be.
And it was magical, you know. Mm. And then I realized that the thing that was so magical about it is that it's a bit like, you know, you give a kid an equation, 2 + 2 = 4, but they get it wrong. But it's not about the equation. It's about the fact that you're trying. The beautiful experience of thinking for yourself is such a magical thing. Such, you know, having realizations. The amount of times we've sat down and had realizations about stuff and made links and fucking gone, oh my God, look how amazing that is. Yeah. People need to understand this, and then we're hungry to share it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that journey, I'm so glad that I took that journey. It's trials and tribulations.
So I think when bringing it back to a reality perspective, I think the best way to describe it is thinking about trying to wake people up and trying to get people to see and think for themselves, right? That is a practically impossible task.
Yeah, don't
for
bother.
You. So there's no point to there's no point to try and change what anybody else is doing. What you can do is you can lead and you can share your knowledge and your understanding of things, but you have to have an awareness that not everybody is going to see that.
Yeah.
I think there are people who don't necessarily.
Mm. Can I just say something on that? Okay. Over the time period that we spend working with people, right?
Yeah.
Speaking in rooms.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a magic in seeing, you know, you're in a group, let's say you're a pack of nurses, like we had a nurse, and we've worked with lots of nurses, you're a pack of nurses, and one of the nurses has a breakthrough and realizes what's going on.
Yeah.
And then another one sees it and goes, you're different.
Yeah.
What have you done? Something's different about you. And then you start to make that connection with that other person.
Yeah.
And you start to bring that light into that other person's life.
Yeah.
You start to show them that it's actually safe to let go. And it doesn't mean you're going to lose anybody. All you're going to do is love you more and encourage them to love themselves more.
Yeah.
And that's really what has been the magic for me, you know, being able to show people the door and say, I can't, you have to walk through this. I can't. You have. It's your door.
We were talking to someone at one of the events recently, and she'd brought a couple of people along to a previous event.
Yeah.
And the previous people could not hear. The two yeah. she was with could not hear.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until this time she realized these people were not ever going to.
No.
You know, and it's not about her trying to feel bad because she did what she needed to do, and it's you just let yeah. people. There's yeah. people that are going to walk out of the rooms
yeah.
and there's people that are going to flock to them.
Yeah.
Either way, yeah. It's meant to be exactly yeah. the way it's meant to yeah. be. And so there's people that are probably on the edge, like there's people that potentially there's some people, I think the NPC, like the actual NPC characters you're talking about, the way we spoke about it last time,
yeah.
that I was like challenged by, those people are so entrenched
yeah.
by that herd mentality that it really would almost make them feel like they were going to die. That's what happens with the identity anyway. Right. You feel like you're going to yeah. die if you move. But these people, it's just so entrenched, so lonely, so difficult to see any other way that they literally can't see any other way. I think there's people on the edge, and there's people that are that kind of maybe play the safety game of the herd mentality, but when they're shown another way, they can see another way. And sometimes that does take as well some intense traumatic experiences for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you trust completely in the pharmaceutical industry, and then one day your perfect child who's not got any issues, and we've seen like lots and lots of these people, has been injected with the vaccine, and the only change to that kid is this vaccine, and you see this kid shift straight away,
mm-hmm.
that may change the way – some people it doesn't, but for some people it might change the way that they mm-hmm. see mm-hmm. how – because a lot of the people who are currently anti-vaxxers or vax hesitant, for mm-hmm. example, mm-hmm. were pro-vax originally. Do you know yeah. what I mean? And something has happened to, and I'm just using that as an example because this is, it's the example that came to my mind. But sometimes if you fully trust the bank or whatever, and then the bank fucks you over, maybe you might, realize something. It's not just pharmaceuticals. So there are going to be people that are sort of sitting on the edge and maybe mm-hmm. have, it may take a traumatic sort of, and you know, I don't like that word, but it may take a profound experience to transform the thinking. But for the true NPCs, like I know people who, even though Pfizer has put out that they are causing all these things, I could literally say, do you see that Pfizer? They would not see that. Because even though you show them the pamphlet or show them the report or whatever.
Because that means that they have – you question that one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to question everything.
They have to question everything.
But it's not what's on the document. It's the fact that they have to question everything.
That's right.
And what happens is that you believe you are that identity. You believe you are that story.
Yeah, because it's
– and if you're not that fucking story – and
then
if
who are you?
You believe you are that story, and if when you're trying to – kill that story, they think they're going to die.
Yeah.
So in actual fact, they feel you're trying to kill me.
Yeah.
You understand? So the stress receptors kick in.
Yeah, yeah.
They flee.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So I watch it happen all the time. People run.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
fucking run.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we'll it's crazy.
It is so crazy because it's like you know, I had somebody say to me, like, fully believes everything that the news is on the news, right?
Mm.
And then when something was happening about the news was going against something that they believed, they didn't believe the news because they were so entrenched in the
–
that something had influenced that to make that – you know what I mean? It's very – so, yeah, it's interesting. But I think we were both on – you know, now that – with that concept and with that framework,
yeah.
I think we're both kind of on the same page about what we're saying. It's like it's really the NPCs don't have their own type of thinking. It's they cannot trust themselves and there's no point trying to get that. And the best way you can help in any of those situations is just live your best life.
Yeah, just be yourself.
And that's one of the things that I love about what we do, and like especially in SDP, one of the first things we'll say is don't listen to the people we've brought in. Don't even listen to us. Listen and take on board what is like what resonates and trust yourself.
Mm.
Think for yourself. It's okay for you to think for yourself. Do you know what I mean? I love that.
You know, people were demonized for doing that.
Yeah.
people were like demonized, yeah. literally. And you can understand why, because if you're encouraging people to do that, you know, then and then suddenly people start to look up to you. This is this whole thing of gurus and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. So I say to people all the time, fucking don't follow me. I wouldn't follow me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't follow me. What I'm saying is follow the work, listen to yourself, mm-hmm. understand. But years ago, if you were doing that sort of stuff, like you were considered like some sort of fucking cult leader. Mm-hmm. You were considered some sort of lunatic.
Yeah.
The powers that be did not like that sort of stuff. Yeah. You know, do not encourage people to do that. You need to encourage people to follow the state and listen to what the state has to say. And whoever's running the state has your best interests at heart and they're going to keep you healthy. But you're just a product to the state. That's all you are, is it's a product to the state. Machine, until yeah. you take hold of your own power, you are a fucking product to that state.
Then this is why sovereignty is so important. It's just stand in who you are. You know?
Yeah.
And all of who
and it's
you
not,
are.
And it's not fucking easy. It's not easy. And
but it's just as difficult to stay in that other space. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Anywho.